Hey beauty, in this episode I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite natural remedies. Before we get into the show, I wanted to remind you of my free gift for you, Hope for Your Health, a simple cheat sheet for getting started with holistic health God's way. If you're interested in this free short cheat sheet that will help you, go to herholistichealing.com/free. With all that being said, let's get into the show. Welcome to Her Holistic Healing. Do you want more energy and less anxiety so that you can do all the things? Are you searching for meal ideas, essential oils, and other holistic treatments? Do you wish you could know which direction to take with your health so that you could finally feel better? Hey, I'm Alexandra. I love Jesus. I'm a wife, mom of three, and registered nurse with years of experience in clinical research. I also wanted more energy so that I could have more fun and keep up with my growing child. I too was confused about all the different diet and treatment options. I too wanted to wake up every day and feel good, but I felt anxious because I couldn't solve the mystery of my health. Until God showed me that He is the source of true healing. In this podcast, you will learn holistic treatments and Bible truths that will lead you to the peace, joy, and freedom that you have been hoping for. So what do you say we take a break from the mind-numbing, humdrum busyness? Let's rest and let God be our healer and helper. In all honesty, I am not the cleanest person. I am pretty messy growing up. I never wanted to make my bed. And it was nice because my mom never really forced me to make my bed. I used to put off cleaning for the longest time. I've finally gotten a little bit better at it. On Sunday, it was time to clean the bathrooms and I was feeling sluggish and I really didn't want to do it. But when I sprayed my cleaning spray, I just felt more energetic and motivated to clean the bathroom. And that is because I put some peppermint essential oil into my cleaning spray. Peppermint has been known to help people with energy, to make them more alert. This is definitely what happened to me when I smelled peppermint when I was about to start cleaning the bathroom. I actually cleaned it really fast on Sunday because I just felt more motivated after smelling the peppermint oil. Peppermint and peppermint essential oil are really, just really amazing for your health. So I thought I would share a little bit more about peppermint oil. This information comes from the Essential Life book. It's a really great book. This is actually the fourth edition. It's an old edition. I really recommend buying the Essential Life book if you're interested in learning more about essential oils, but make sure that you buy the latest edition. So according to this book, peppermint essential oil... Well, let me back up. So if you're completely new to essential oils can be used three different ways. You can use essential oils aromatically, topically, and internally. Some oils, you can't use them for all those three different uses, but for peppermint oil, you can definitely feel effects when you smell it. You can use it topically on your skin, and you can use it internally. So as I was saying before, when you smell peppermint oil, you feel more energetic and makes you feel more alert. People also use it for fevers and if they have hot flashes. So you can apply it on the back of the neck, spine, or the bottoms of your feet for a cooling effect. Sometimes oils can cause skin sensitivity. So you can dilute the oil with fractionated coconut oil, or you could use olive oil or some kind of cooking oil that you have. You can put about a quarter size amount of the coconut oil into your hand and then put a drop of peppermint oil. And then you can use it on your skin. You can also use it for burns and sunburns. I actually have not done this before. I usually use lavender for my skin for a burn or a sunburn or something like that. You can use it before or after a workout. you can use it if you have headaches or migraines. You can apply it to your temples, above your ears, and or the back of your neck. If you've listened to the show for a while, you know that I always say that every body is different. So what works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. I've known people that say that peppermint really helps them when they're having headaches, but for me, it doesn't help as much, but who knows, it might help you. I definitely use peppermint oil to freshen my breath. You can use it for gargling, put a drop in water and gargle. I actually just drop of the peppermint oil onto my tongue. But just to warn you, it is very strong. So if you haven't done it before, and if you're not experienced with oils, you may want to just ease into it, like put a drop on a spoon or something like that, and then just like dip your finger and taste it to see how strong it will be for you. Peppermint oil is great for the respiratory system. Some moms use it to decrease milk supply when they're breastfeeding. So you can actually apply it topically to the breast to decrease milk supply. You can put a drop in a veggie capsule, or you can put some in water. When you're putting essential oils into a glass, make sure what you use is made out of glass. You don't want to use plastic because the oil can degrade the plastic and you don't want to be ingesting plastic. So you can put the peppermint oil in some water. You don't need a lot of water. Just imagine that you're drinking a shot, and then just take that amount of water with the oil. Peppermint oil is very good for digestive discomfort. There are some research studies on this page. One study is talking about peppermint oil capsules for the treatment of irritable bowel syndrome in children. There's another study on the effect of peppermint oil on daytime sleepiness. There's another study on the effects of peppermint oil, or effects of peppermint in general, on exercise performance. I actually had a friend who was going through chemotherapy, and she used peppermint oil. I think she would just put a drop on her pillow or something like that, and it would really help with the nausea. I cannot talk about peppermint oil without talking about this blend called Digestin. This is one of my favorite oils of all time. It's a blend that contains peppermint, cardamom, coriander, ginger, and caraway. Ginger has been known for helping with nausea. I take this blend whenever I'm having any type of stomach upset. It works really fast and it works really well. Just if you try it, it doesn't smell very good. I'm going to be honest with you. I really hated the smell, but I take this internally and it's really amazing. It's wonderful for stomach upset. There's also this blend called Tamer that I rub on my kid's belly whenever they're having stomach upset. The Tamer blend is not for internal use. It's only for topical use. This contains coconut oil, spearmint, Japanese peppermint, ginger, black pepper, and parsley seed. So whenever my kids are having stomach upset, I ask, do you want some tummy oil? And they usually say yes. I also drink ginger tea with peppermint herbs, which is really tasty. If you're interested in trying these oils, you can go to herholistichealing.com/resources. These herbs and these oils, real foods, all these wonderful things that God created. I've said something like this before. I feel like God used these things to kind of woo me closer to Him when I was having health issues of my own. And I was trying all these natural remedies. I was just so amazed at how well they worked. And I know that they work so well because God created them. They work well with our bodies because they're natural. We were made from the mud. These plants also come from the mud, the chemistry, it all. It's very complex because God created it that way. And it works so well with our bodies So if you're not interested in peppermint oil or essential oils, I do hope that you will try some other type of natural remedy or just invest in real food that does not have, you know, so many pesticides or antibiotics, steroids, all those things that we put in our foods. I really want to encourage you, if you have not tried more natural foods, more natural solutions before, I really encourage you to try it, because these things work so well for our health. A lot of them, like this peppermint oil, it works really fast. They don't always work really fast. And like I've been saying, like I'll always say, every body is different. So what works for me may not work for you. But I just hope that you will be open to trying some natural solutions for your health. I'm so glad that you took the time to listen today. If you liked what you heard, will you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so that this show can reach more people? And if you want to connect with me, go to herholistichealing.com. Matthew 11 verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
For you, it's easy and my burden is light.